The Ray Darcy Show with Toyota. In a survey of 8 million cars, the most reliable car in Germany. Toyota, the best built cars in the world.
Now, there are three goals in FIFA's Goal of the Year. One of them is by Netherlands' Robin van Persie. It's a header, amazing header against Spain in the World Cup. The second one is by Colombia's James Rodriguez, a goal against Uruguay at the World Cup. And the third one is a goal by Stephanie Roach, playing for Piemont United against Wexford Youth. And Stephanie's on the line now. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning, Ray. Harry.
This is mind-blowing, isn't it?
I know, yeah. It's been a bit surreal so far, all right. It's brilliant. I think it's great for me, obviously, personally, and for women's football in Ireland. I'm just delighted.
I was on the treadmill yesterday, so I got unhooked and I got the main evening news and I saw your goal four times in the space of 20 minutes. It's such an amazing goal. It's such an amazing goal.
So it was,
was it right, left? Right, left. Was that it?
Yeah, right, left.
So a long pass in, you trapped it with your right foot, put it onto your left and then volleyed with the left again. And the first two touches were with your back to the goal.
Yeah.
Now, you've looked at the other two. We'll come back to your goal in a minute. You've looked at the other two goals. So, James Rodriguez is very like yours, but not as good.
Thanks very much.
Would you say so?
I've been told that mine was technically better because there were three touches, but. So, I don't know. Obviously, I watched the World Cup and seen both goals live as I watched the games and thought they were fantastic goals at the time, but it's just kind of it's crazy to be up against them now, and just kind of hope the people continue to vote, because the voting starts all over again now, and obviously everyone in Ireland and from around the world has been getting behind me, which has been brilliant, and I just hope that continues now.
And we had Katie Taylor in, who's a friend of yours, on Friday, and she was getting everybody to vote as well. And you've who else is behind you in your campaign?
There's so many people, to be honest with you, from just not even just my friends and family. I think loads of footballers and previous like legends of the game, like the likes of Paul McGrath and Norman Whiteside were tweeting about it, and Robbie Keane was talking about it on Facebook. There's been so many people who are tweeting about it and talking about it, which is fantastic, because I think I need all the support I can get to try and compete with the two guys who I'm up against.
I think I asked you this question the last time you were on, but when you had scored the goal, did you realise how special it was?
I don't think I actually realised until after the game. I said it a few times. It was my first goal of the season, obviously, and I just kind of was happy to score rather than wasn't thinking that it was a great goal at the time. But afterwards, when John Flood showed it to me on it, who's the Wexford manager, showed it to me on his laptop, I was just kind of like, okay, that was quite special. And it obviously went from an idea and put it up on YouTube. Just it went crazy, and here I am now, I suppose.
Okay, so let's say we'll rule out James Rodriguez's goal, because he took it with his chest. It was only one touch and then a volley. Okay. You touched it twice and then the volley. So it's between you and Van Persie. Van Persie, it's a diving header. Do you think that was speculative?
At the time, to be honest, when I was watching the game, I kind of was blown away by it. I thought it was a great goal, but I obviously think my goal was better.
So what happens now? You're ahead, I believe, with 63% of the vote. So you just need people to go onto the FIFA website and vote for you.
Yeah, I don't even know what the story is, to be honest. I've been told that obviously the voting was open till the 1st of December, but I've been told now that it starts all over again, like that it goes from scratch again with the top three goals. So I just kind of need everybody to try and get behind me again. It's been brilliant so far, as I said, and I just kind of need every vote I can get now to try get there and maybe even go and win it, which would be unbelievable.
And how did you find out that you were on the final three out of 10?
There was a live feed put on YouTube from FIFA TV, so I watched it in my clubhouse over here in France, and there's French TV are watching me, so I was kind of happy that I was called out, because it would have been quite embarrassing if I wasn't with all the cameras there. But yeah, it was unbelievable.
So you don't get a phone call, or you find out the same as everybody else at the same time as everybody else.
Yeah, exactly. Nah. Yeah, I haven't heard that, and really, I'm kind of waiting for the FAI. Jerry McDermott in the FAI has been brilliant. He's been helping me out, so he's just kind of waiting to hear now from FIFA, and we go from there.
Okay. And there's a big ceremony in Zurich on the 12th of January, and that's where the winner will be announced. So have you got your Guna picked?
I haven't, no. There's going to be some stress over that now. I think I have to think about it over Christmas when I get home, so I'm looking forward to it. And any excuse for a new dress.
What's the prize?
Basically, I think it's just the actual Puskás Award, which obviously is in itself to me would be fantastic. It's all I really want to be able to say that I've won an award that Ibrahimovic won last year. Like, it's unbelievable. Yeah. So I'm not too sure what else comes with it. But as I said, that's just something that I'd like to win personally.
How many people How many people have watched it on YouTube?
I think it's over 3 million now. I haven't actually looked at the viewings on Eileen's video, but.
We're going to put a link from our blog to it. And if you haven't seen Stephanie's goal, it's an amazing goal, and deserves to be in the top three. And I think I'm not an expert or a pundit or anything like that, but I think it deserves to win the FIFA Goal of the Year 2013-14. So let's, fingers crossed, Stephanie. Let's hear it for Stephanie
Thanks
Roach.
Thank you.
Thank you so far. Bit of music from JJ's.